Hey, there's a key to pulling in some big catfish off that trot line. Want to know what it is? Stick around and I'll share it with you.
Well, here we are up at Table Rock Lake on our annual catfishing trip. So we're headed out. We've got trot lines out. We've got limb lines out. Got a floats out. So we got hooks all in the water. You can tell the sun's just coming up behind me. Man, it's a beautiful morning this morning. And so we hope for a lot of fish. We hope to see those lines bouncing. Uh-oh, Shannon feels one bouncing.
I see it.
You see it?
It's a flathead. Yep.
Oh, boys.
Goose egg, boys.
Yeah, we need to get a goose egg.
There's two,
that's
there's
right.
Two, there's two.
Oh, there's two.
Right there beside each other.
Hunter.
What are we doing?
Oh, that's a good fish.
Yeah, I want you netting.
That's a good fish. Good fish.
Don't pull it up.
Oh, that's a nice one.
Hey, hand me those pliers.
Here we go.
You just throw them in the
back. Okay. And get that net ready.
Got another one. Got one there. There we go. Oh, yeah. Got the clip off there. Sweet.
There's more on here.
Sweet. There's more than that? Oh, we redeemed ourselves with the trot line because we've ran 22 floats, hadn't caught a fish, but the trot line paid off. Hey, he ain't a monster, but he's an eater. This is so far.
Oh, no, there's a fish.
There's another one.
Yeah, oh, there's another one.
Up here by the bridge.
Yeah. And it's one of those big brim. We gotta catch some big brim.
Hey, if it's a big brim, that means big fish, right?
Mm-hmm. I see it.
Oh, yeah, I do too. Yeah, I see it right there.
Yep.
Yeah, I see it right underneath the water there.
That's a good one right there, boys.
Is that a good
one? Oh, there's two.
Oh, there's two?
Yep. There's two right beside each other again.
Trot line's where it's at. Hey, that's a good one. See, they, these trot lines work on. We just got clips.
Oh, golly, it's a good one right here.
Uh-oh, 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 uh-oh.
Oh, that's the biggest one
yet. Oh, I see that dude. Oh, I see that dude. Oh, that's a monster right there. Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, there's no one right behind it.
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, that is a good one.
That is a good one. That is a good one.
Whoo, I tell you what, that is a lot of fun pulling in those big catfish. We did have a lot of fun on this fishing trip down at Table Rock Lake. Our friend Shannon, my son, and I got to go again this year. And I tell you what, we had a lot of challenges, but we did overcome a lot of those challenges and was able to bring back a lot of fish to be able to have a big fish fry with the family and put some in the freezer. And hey, that was the goal. But I tell you what, we did learn a few things, but actually, we really knew them before we went, but we didn't take the time. We ran out of swivels, and we didn't take the time to go to the store and get some more, so we tied up some of the lines that were on the trot line without swivels. Let me tell you why that's really important. So I've got a couple of examples here. We're getting our boat ready right now, Hunter and I, to go out on a lake here close to the house and do some float fishing and maybe some trot lining. But I'm going to show you something here. So this is a leader line that you would put on the trot line. And I tell you what, trot lines have kind of gotten fancy nowadays. So used to, we would just tie the line on there and a swivel and kind of go with that. But now you can get trot lines that have these beads on there that you can use these clips. And boy, it is handy because you can just clip that clip right on that trot line and drop your line down in the water and it stays in place. So about 2 foot from the other hook. And so that's really nice because it allows the fish not to get tangled up with each other. This is about, I don't know, close to 2 foot of leader line here that the hook is tied onto. But let me show you something here. You see up here at the top, Now down here at the hook, and this is a big hook, a 10-aught hook, but we're going for big catfish. So the hook can be tied right to the trot line, no problem. But see up here where it's tied onto this clip? You know what that allows a catfish to do? The first thing he'll do when he gets hooked on this hook is he'll start swimming off, trying to get away, and start spinning, and it just does this right here. And it'll knot up. And you see how it's making that knot? And you can see there where that catfish had knotted it all up on the line. And we lost several fish like that, you know. And we wouldn't have lost them if we would have tied on correctly like we had most of the lines tied. But again, we ran out of these swivels. That is the key right here. The swivel is the key, because now watch this. When that catfish spins around, see, no kinking up. No kinking up at all, because it's got that swivel on there and it allows it to spin around. And so that way the catfish can't knot it up, because what will happen is that catfish will knot that thing up and get it so tight on there he works that hook out of his mouth. And let me tell you something. When you spend a lot of time out there on the water, late in the evening, on into, we were out in the water till about midnight, two nights, and then checking them at daylight in the morning. You know, if you don't have the equipment properly done, just like this one is, then you lose those fish, and that's a little disheartening. Because I tell you what, those catfish, they can work themselves off that line unless you use that swivel. That is the key. You know, life can get that way. All tangled up and twisted until it feels like it's just going to snap. But see, there's a key. Have you ever noticed someone in the midst of an overwhelming trial or hardship and think, how are they making it through this? You know, it's almost as if they have a strength in them that is not of this world. You know what it is? Yeah, see, the key is Jesus. There will always be troubles in this life, but through Christ we can overcome. How do I know this? Because in John 16 and 33 it says, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." You know, I say this quite often, but you know what? I don't know how anyone can make it through even one day without Jesus. Are you looking for true peace? Are you searching for restoration and purpose? You know, the salvation that Jesus Christ offers is available to you today. And don't put it off any longer. You know, we never know what tomorrow holds. Wherever you are right now, you can be saved. The Bible says in Romans 10 and 9 that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. Hey, it's that simple. Right now, if you need to be saved, if you are seeking forgiveness from God, pray to Him, confess your sins, declare your belief in Him, and ask Him to save you. And then surrender your life to Him. Get to know Him and commit to following Him. You know what? We want to show you what that looks like. Go to follow.lifeword.org to begin your journey of becoming a follower of Jesus Christ. And you know what? You can check out more videos like these by going to lifeword.org or following us on social media. And if you have some time to do a little trot lining for catfish, don't forget that swivel. You know what? It's the key, that's for sure, when you're fishing for the trot line. You know, I can't wait to show you more from our fishing trip, and make sure you catch the next Outdoors episode that comes out on July 1st. I'm Sean Merrill, and I'll see you next time right out here in the great outdoors.
Oh, that is a good
Get him, Shane. Oh, that's a good one. Oh, my goodness. Look at that, dude. That's another good one. Golly. Oh, boys, we need to rebait this trot line.
We will.
Oh, my goodness. I wish we'd have kept that other bait we've been throwing off. Look at that, dude. That's a good one, too. Hey,
bottom.
Five right off the trot line.
Bottom.
Look at that. They're on the bottom right out here in the middle of the cove.
Feel another one?
Oh, there ain't no more
hooks. Oh, yeah. My goodness. All right. Hey, 25 hooks. Hey, what do you think about that?
That is a blessing. A blessing.
Ah, yes. Look at that. That is some big fish.